It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Really pleased. Fermoy versus Mallow and Castletown Roach is just, it's a beautiful game. Like, you know, everyone loves it. You know, it's halfway between the two of us. We feel it's the best pitch in the county nearly for hurling. It's a real hurling pitch and we really enjoyed it and we're delighted to come out of the group. I don't think many fancy us to top the group at the start of the year, but we got there over the line and we're delighted with it.
Yeah, it was a cracking game going through the game. It was a cracking game. You went in down to, it was about 2 points down at half time, I think. So you were happy enough at that stage?
I suppose we're happy in the fact that it was only 2 points. I thought Mallow were by far the better team in the first half, and Jason Condon, our goalkeeper, made a great save from Paul Lyons. Paul's a fantastic player, and but Jason just narrowed the angle as well. If that, I think we're 2 or 3 down at that stage, that would have been 5 or 6 down and we would have been treading water. So that was a vital save. Brought him in at half time and just told him to settle down. They knew there was a lot of stake tonight, so they were, I'd say they've been a bit of nerves was at play, I would think.
Yeah, and whatever was said at half time, they certainly came out with all guns blazing, and you know, you hit 3 points without reply, and then he hit 6 in the trot there between the 20th minute. That was great scoring.
Yeah, it was, and we started to use the ball a bit better. I think our backline maybe hurled fantastically you know, and against a really dangerous Mallow forward line, you know. You know what, I thought Pat Hurley there in the first half was outstanding with the seem to tie him down in the high balls inside, you know, so they really worked it out. And then maybe just used to the ball in the first half, we were trying to maybe drive the ball a bit too long, where we have very quick players, and we carried the ball a bit more in the second half and took the right shot at the right time, I think. Wit wides, but so that happens, I suppose.
Yeah, and your goalie made another brilliant save there in the second half.
We win by 1 by 4 points, and our goalie make 2 great saves, so you know, that's, I suppose, as I say, that's his job, but it was he did it outstandingly well tonight.
Now it's upwards and onwards, I suppose, into the, we think, a semi-final at this stage.
Yeah, I think that's the case. So we didn't really want to think about it till tonight, because there's so many permutations and ifs and buts about tonight. But I think, which would be great, because we have 20 players here tonight. They'll probably all play football championship next week, so maybe jumping from semi-final will maybe let us heal the bodies maybe a bit for that. I don't know exactly when it'll be on, but I suppose it'll be later in the quarter final, obviously.
Yeah, and dual clubs again. You're a dual club now again, as you mentioned there. You'll be playing, I think, is Knocknagree next week again. So what way is that blending with football and hurling in Fermoy?
Oh, it's brilliant. Martin Crummy, he's a Belfast man living in Killavullen, is helping us with football, and he's a selector on the hurlers, and I'm a selector on the football team. So that's the way we tried it this year, and he's a gent to deal with, and it's working out very well. These lads have had a good run over the years. They've won a lot, you know. Dennis Ring brought them to an almighty high level and things like that, and just this year now, we're maybe there's a bit of freshness. A couple of young lads there came in from the under-21 team last year, and they've really added to it. And some older statesmen are rejuvenated as well, so we're very happy.
And the big thing, you're still in the championship anyway after all these matches.
Yeah. As I said, we didn't, since this group format, which is, you know, really hard to, it's really hard to progress, and since we won one the first year, we won one the second year, you know, and that was it, you know. We just barely survived, so we won 3 out of 3 now against 3 good teams. So we're very pleased. So we it's credit to the players, and we'll go home really happy tonight. So
welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.